chapter 2, and let's look at verse 11. And again, hold on to your seatbelts, because we're going to take a journey today through God's Word. Amen. It says in verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." What God gives His children for Christmas, He couldn't give us anything better than His Son. He couldn't give us anything better than Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. It's about the greatest gift that God ever gives to you and me is Jesus. And if we could just get our mind wrapped around that, if we could just get our thoughts wrapped around that, if we could get our bodies under submission and the power and authority of the presence of God and understand it's about Jesus, my friends, and our focus and our attention, our eyes on Him, we'll be okay. We'll be okay, but when we get them on other things going around, our jobs, family life, situations that come up in life, situations that face us on a daily basis or a weekly basis, that the devil throws across your path, trying to distract you and get your focus off of what we celebrate all year for. What do we celebrate December the 25th for? What do we celebrate Christmas Eve for? And it's understanding. It's about the greatest gift that God can give His children at Christmas was give when He gave His Son Jesus to die for you and me on the cross of Calvary. The greatest gift we could ever receive. And when I thought about that, I thought about several things that are so amazing, amazing God. So many things that are in His Word. So many things that are amazing. Scripture is full of them, but I can only pull out a few today, or I keep you all day long, which I know some of you wouldn't mind. But anyhow, just be prepared, we might stay here. But the greatest gift that He can ever give His children for Christmas, He gives His Son, our Savior, according to Luke 2:11 again. He said, "And for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." One of the greatest gifts you and I could ever receive. And it's a gift that lasts for all eternity. It's a gift that lasts for eternity. It's a gift that gives you and me eternal life through Him. It's one, my friend, that you can go to the bank and cash it because it's valid and it's good. And you take it to the bank, my friend, you don't have to worry about it being a counterfeit, because He's the only one that died and rose again for you and me. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It said in Philippians that God gave Him a name. And at the name of Jesus, God gave Him a name that was above every name. And at the name of Jesus, one day He says, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The greatest gift you and I could ever receive is Jesus, His Son, as our Savior. Not only that, my friend, what God gives His children for Christmas, He gives us the true bread, the bread of life. He tells us in John 6:32. He says this, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." The true bread, it only comes from the Father, which was given to you by His Son Jesus. He don't only give us His Son as our Savior, but He gives us the true bread, the bread that came down from heaven. If your soul is here today, and you're thirsty, and you're hungry, and your soul needs a filling up, and it needs reviving, and it's starving, my friends, you can find the bread of life that will sustain you forever if you put your faith and trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the true bread of life. Not only what does God give His children for Christmas, He is the true light, my friend. In John 8:12, it said, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am what? The light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus gives us the light of the world, my friends. He is the light. He is the way. You might be in some kind of darkness today. You might be in a dungeon somewhere. You might be in a tunnel somewhere, and all you see is the blackness of the dark. Understand something. Jesus wants to take that darkness and make it light for you and me, so that He can light up the path, and He can light up the way in your heart and in my heart, and light up the way. A lot of people said, "Man, I need a change in my life. There's something that's got to change before I break, before I snap." And I tell them, man, it can change if you just put your faith and trust in Jesus and let Him be the light of the world. Let Him be the light in your life. It can change your outcome. Revelation 22:5 says this. In Revelation 22:5, it said, "And there shall be no night there, and they needed no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." My friend, when you think about entering into the presence of Almighty God, and you think about what He's got in store for us in a place called heaven, my friend, we're not going to need no candles there. We're not going to need the sun shining the light down on us. We're not going to be that. Before the Lord God giveth the light of Himself, and we shall reign with Him forever. And that's a light that will never go out. If it's founded in Jesus and our faith is in Him, our trust is in Him, my friend, you don't have to worry about walking around in darkness if you just put it in the light, and His name is Jesus. The greatest gift that God gives His children for Christmas is the light of the Lord. Not only that, but He gives His Son, our Savior. He is the only Savior, according to Acts 4:12. In Acts 4:12 it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved." The only way to heaven, my friend, is through Jesus. There is no other name under heaven among men whereby you must be saved. Thank the Lord for God for Christmas time, that He sent His only begotten Son to be born of a virgin, my friend, to give and live and walk around this life for 33 and a half years, eventually making His way to the cross, giving His life upon there, and then being put in a tomb. But thank the Lord, 3 days later He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave to give us the light, to be the light of the world, to be the bread of life, to be the water, and He supplies that. Thank you, Lord, for giving us His Son. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Your Savior. Thank you, Lord, for being the bread of life. Thank you, Lord, for being the true light. Thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. There is no other name under heaven given among man whereby you must be saved. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. There is no other. It's about Jesus. He's the one that can bring light into your life. He's the one in a dark situation that can change it around, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel if you just place your faith and trust in the Lord. Thank God. What does He give His children for Christmas? Thank you, Lord, that He gives the Son, our Savior. Number two, He gives the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:8. He said, "He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who have also given unto us His Holy Spirit." Thank you, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving us to us the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the convicting power of the Lord. It's God that gives it to us. It's God's Spirit that leads us. I hope it is. It's God's Spirit that directs us. It's God's Spirit that guides us. It should be the only Spirit that leads us, guides us, and directs us in this life. Should be governed by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. And you and me as leaders, as pastors, we should stand upon the Word of God, deliver the Word of God, and don't back down from it or apologize for it. It's God's Word. We need to be encouraged with God's Word, excited about God's Word, motivated about God's Word, uplifting one another and brothers in Christ, using God's Word. It brings light into our life. It brings the conviction of the Holy Spirit in our life and blesses us to be the men and women that God has designed and desired for us to be if we open up our hearts and lives and we say, "Lord, hear me," like Isaiah did. "Hear me, Lord. Father, I need some direction in my life. I need some guiding in my life. Lord, would You give me Your wisdom? Give me knowledge, discernment, understanding. Lord, would You make Your Spirit real up in my soul tonight, Lord, and help me be governed and guided by the Holy Spirit of God." And if we're governed and we're guided by that, my friend, then we don't have a worry. We don't have an issue. We don't have no problems when we're governed by the Spirit. But when we're governed by the spirit of our own self, that's when we get in trouble. When we're governed by the spirit of our own thoughts, that's when we get in trouble. When we're governed by the spirit of what we want to do, that's when we get in trouble. As I was talking to Brother Earl this morning, as we were sitting there studying in God's Word, and he shared some scripture in Deuteronomy. It's not about our righteousness, because we have none. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. And be governed by the Spirit and the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It's all about Jesus and in Him and Him alone. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Not only does He give us the Holy Spirit. And I'm going crazy up here. I got water flying everywhere. Sweat and spit or whatever. It's going. Got to polish that off. Got to put this stuff down here, man. I'm getting a shower up here. Luckily, I ain't walking in front of y'all. Y'all be in the Shamu splash zone. We'll put that down there because I'm getting carried away up here for some reason. I don't know what's up with the pastor. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Not only that was pretty good, but He gives us living water too. That worked for a minute, but He gives us the living water as well. He tells us in John 4:14. That was a perfect break. Thank you, Lord. John 4:14, He says this, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst," because in a few minutes I'm going to be thirsty again. That didn't work. "But the water that shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Thank you, Lord, that You give us this Holy Spirit. But thank You, Lord, when I'm thirsty, there's a water that I can drink from. There's a water I can drink from, girl, springing up as a well in my body. Woo! It's called Jesus. Amen. Say, woo! Amen. That was pitiful, but I take that. A well. Amen. You don't have to have surgery on your knee again. A well. A well of living water. Springing up in our life, a well of living water, a water that you can go to, that you can drink from, that you never have to worry about the well running dry because there's an overabundant supply. Woo! And I ain't Ric Flair, but His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. A well of living water flowing up, spraying up, welling up in our life, springing up. A well of living water, being excited about that, being motivated about that, understanding that God has an endless supply of water. If we're thirsty, He's got some right there at the well, just waiting for you and me to go to it and drink from it and give us that living water. Not only does the Holy Spirit do that within us, but it says He puts us and has a comforter for you and me. In John 14, in verse 16 and 17, He says this. He said, "And I'll pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and you shall be in, and He shall be in you. He dwelleth with you, and He shall be in you." It's the Holy Spirit of God. It's what motivates us. It's what excites us. It's what keeps us on fire to do God's will and way. It's what gives us a burning desire in our heart that we want to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That when the church doors are open, we're in here, and we're about to run over each other trying to get in here and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Sing praises unto Him. Be here with our brothers and sisters. Uplift them. Motivate them. And tell them what a great job you're doing. Thank you for being my Sunday school teacher. If you hadn't told your Sunday school teacher, you thank them. Thank your Sunday school teachers. Thank the assistant teachers. Thank your leaders. Thank one another. And tell one another, I'm so blessed. You know why I'm so blessed? Because God has brought you into my presence. Thank you, brother, for being here. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister, for being here. I'm so blessed because you're here today. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm blessed today because you're here. I'm blessed today because you're here. Look at each other and say, I'm blessed today because you're here. I'm blessed today. I'm blessed today because you're here. Some of y'all need to look at your spouses and say, I'm blessed today because I got you to be married to. So, yeah, you did get caught. I don't miss nothing. You need to turn to Miss Joe and say, I'm so blessed by your presence in my life every day.
And say,
nobody completes me like you.
Other than Jesus,
you rock my world.
You rock.
Woo! See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. Look right here. You ain't said it in a while. So nobody completes me like you do. Say, I'm so blessed because of your presence here today.
I'm so blessed because of your presence here today.
Amen. See right there. See that work? That works right there. Amen. It's okay. It's okay to be a Baptist and be happy and have fun in Jesus. Amen. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Thank you, Lord, for sending him. Thank you, Lord, for having him in my presence today. Not only does God, y'all going to watch each other now. Y'all say, I ain't going to mess up again. Rick's pounding on me. He done slid down the seat about 2 feet. He looking now. He gives us his Holy Spirit. I got y'all's attention. Y'all look at me now, won't you? He is faithful. He's a faithful witness. 1 John 4:13. My neighbor told me if I called out her today, she would definitely put me in timeout. In 1 John 4:13 says this. It says, hereby know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Thank you, God, for sending the Holy Spirit to us. Thank you, Lord, that it dwells within us. It lives within us, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit. Not only that, but number three, he gives us understanding. If we ask him and we seek him, he gives us understanding. What God gives his children for Christmas, he gives us understanding in his word. Ephesians 1:17 says this. It said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. In the knowledge of him. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, you give us a Son. Thank you, Lord, that you give us understanding in your word. In Psalms 119:44, it says, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. It gives me understanding, and I shall live. God gives us understanding of his word. And that's what helps us to live and to make it every day. When we're governed by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, it don't get no better than that. He gives us his word so we understand it. And it teaches us and tells us how we should live. He gives understanding through his word in Psalm 68:11. He said, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who published it, but it was the Lord that gave the word. And it's your job and my job to stand up on the word and to get understanding and to get knowledge from his word. There is no other place to get it other than God's word. Thank you, God, for giving us an understanding in your word this morning. All we got to do is pray. I tell you all the time, pray, Lord, give us discernment, give us vision. Give us understanding. Lord, help us to know what your will is for our life. Lord, speak to our hearts. He will if we get in his word and get on our knees and stay in fellowship with one another. And in God's house, he will give us understanding of his word. He'll give us knowledge of his word. He'll give it to us. Not only that, but he gives us the desires of our heart. Number four, he gives us the desires of our heart. In Psalms 37:4-5. In Psalms 37:4, he says this, wherever my place is here. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. He said in verse 5, commit thy ways unto him. Where my trigger finger at back there? Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He will give us the desires of our heart. Give us the desires of our heart. But he says, you and I have to commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto him. Trust also in him. He didn't just say, commit thy way unto the Lord. But he said also, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he gives us the desires of our heart. He gives us good gifts in Matthew 7:11. Matthew 7:11 says this, said, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for sending us your Savior. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving us understanding in your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desires of our heart if we commit our ways to you. Trust in you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the good gifts you give us. Thank you, Lord, for the food that you supply for us. In Psalms 136, 25, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endure forever. Thank you, Lord. You come in here today, you hungry? You hungry? Get you some of Jesus. Get you some of his word. Get you some of his spirit. Get you some of the living water, and he will fulfill that desire of you. Not only that, but he gives us protection in Psalms 91 and verse 4. He said, he shall what? Cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall thou be thy shield and buckler. It's in him. It's in Christ. He gives us the protection in him. He tells us in Psalm 91:11, he said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God will pull out his protection upon you and me if we seek him and ask him for it. He pours out that protection. He covers us. He covers us under his wings. And if we trust him, he is the truth that shall be the shield and buckler for us, and sends his angels to charge over thee and keep us in his ways. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for your shield. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us, my friends, from the enemy. If we trust in him, believe in him, have faith in him, he shields us and protects us and keeps us safe, my friend. Now, not even Satan himself can come against you if you tell him, oh, boy. And the scripture says if we resist the devil, he will what?
Flee.
He's got to go. That's the reason we pray. Amen. That's the reason we pray every week. God, defeat the devil. Bind Satan, his opposition. Bind him up and let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in your heart and my heart. Bind him up. Bind him up. He is our protection. He is our shield. Number five, he gives grace. He gives us a grace. What God gives his children for Christmas, he gives us grace. He tells us in James 4:6, he said, but he giveth what?
Grace.
More grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Thank you, Lord. He gives us grace in him. He grace that justifies us. In Romans 3:24. It says, being what? Justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The only way you and I can be justified and made righteous and heirs and joint heirs with him and with God in a place called heaven is through Jesus. It's through Jesus. That's the only way. Thank you, God. He gives us grace. Thank you, Lord, that your grace makes us justified in your sight. He gives grace that brings salvation in Titus 2:11. He says this in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. We're going to be without excuse when we stand before Jesus. We're going to have no excuse because God's grace has been made known to all men. We'll be without excuse when we stand there before him. Thank you, Lord, being justified freely by thy grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then he says, for in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, God, for the grace that you give us. He tells us that salvation comes by grace too in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. He says, for by what?
Grace
are you saved through what? Faith in that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Christmas, a time to give. God gave the best gift he had for you and me. What does God give us children for Christmas? The gift of salvation if we will accept it. He said the gift of God. He said it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank you, Lord, for your gift. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Not only that, but his grace abounds. In Romans 5:20, it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, whoo, and make it want to shout as a pastor. Make you want to shout as a Christian. Make you want to, hey, amen, it's about time somebody's shouting in here beside me. It make you want to shout. Make you want to shout when you look at that and you read that. And it talks about that grace. It said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, what? Grace did much more abound. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that you extend to us. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:15, he says this, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving many renown to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for his grace. What God gives his children for Christmas is his grace. Thank you, Lord, for it. Number six, he gives his glory. He gives his glory. He tells us in Psalm 84:11, he says this, for the Lord God is the sun. He set in the shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. And sometimes we wonder, why are we not getting what we were God promised us to get? Maybe we need to thank the Lord. Maybe we need to look at him. Maybe we need to get our lives in tune with him. Maybe we need to look at him for our son. Look at him for our shield. And understand he gives grace and glory. And there is no good thing that will be withheld from us if we walk uprightly in the Lord. If we walk up lightly in the Lord, if we walk up rightly in him, if we live a life above reproach, if we live a life that is godly and pleasing to him, if we stay focused on Jesus, stay focused on his Lord, stay focused on working together as a team, together everyone accomplishes more. Working together as a team, we can do amazing things in the Lord's army. We got to work together as him. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Working together for his honor and glory, he tells us. It's all about him. Not only that, but he gives us the crown of life in the end. He tells us in Revelation 2:10, he said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. You've been there? You've been there. The devil worked you over this year in 2011. Ain't you glad it's fixing to be 2012? Give him a swift kick and say, all that stuff that happened in 2011 needs to stay back there. I'm starting afresh and anew for 2012. Amen. Amen. Some of us need to start afresh and anew today. Woo! Glory to God. Afresh and anew today. A new start. He said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. God wants you and I as the children of him to be faithful no matter what the devil does, no matter how he comes against you, no matter the tribulation or the trials or whatever you may face in life. God wants you and me as his children to be found faithful unto death. Faithful unto death. Faithful unto him. Not throwing the keys out, not giving up on this. You got your keys on you, David. Not giving up, not doing this, and not throwing in the towel. God wants us to remain faithful to him. My grandpa used to say, when people come up and they get involved in the ministry and things of that nature, and they start teaching and the bus ministries and things like that, and they'll come back and say, whew, you know, after about 6 months, I don't think God called me to do that. Well, 6 months ago, God told you you were called to do that. And he said, what happened? You come to me and told me God's called you to do that. And about 6 months later, Brother Ray remembers this. He'd come up and he'd say, well, I don't think I can. And I'll never forget, it was a bus driver that had a bus route. And Grandpa said, don't tell me that God didn't call you. You told me 6 months ago God called you, and who he calls, I don't think he ever tells he don't call and equip them. He said, what I want you to do is take those bus keys, come in there and lay them on the altar, and you and Jesus do business with you. And then when you get up from there, you tell me if Jesus told you to throw in the towel and give up. Y'all just got a lot of quieter right there. Amen. That's what God's telling us, folks, to be faithful unto death, to be faithful into his ministry, to be faithful to him, and he would give thee a crown of life. Not only that, but he gives the water of life. He gives the water of life. And we're going to do Revelations 21, 1 through 6. I added some to you, Katie. Revelations 21, 1 through 6, he gives us the water of life. But there's several things in Revelations 21, 1 through 6 I want us to look at. He said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Number one, that's some of the things you and I as the children of God are going to get to experience one day, is a new heaven and a new earth. He said, the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. He said, and I, John, saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. He said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he said, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and their God. My friends, he dwells within us. We are the tabernacle of God. We are the God's holy temple that he chooses to come into and to dwell in and take up residency in if we ask him to. My friend, and he's there with us, that new city, a new Jerusalem coming down. He says, and he will be with his people. In verse 4, it said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There's several things that are sorrowful here that we have to go through. But my friend up there, God will wipe away all the tears in our eyes. There shall be no more death. We don't have to worry about no more death. The death here, passing of a loved one, it hurts, my friend. We won't have to worry about the Mr. Mike no more. We don't have to worry about death in our life no more. Brother Ron, we won't have to worry about our daughter passing no more. Tammy, we don't have to worry about our father-in-law passing no more. Michelle, if you're in here, we don't have to worry about loved ones passing anymore. And my friends, God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, he said. It won't be there. Neither shall sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, the pain that this old body is stricken with because of sin. For the former things are passed away. He said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Glory to God, he makes all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He will give unto us. He will give unto us freely. He gives his glory. He gives the crown of life. If you're thirsty this morning, he wants to give you a drink from the living water that floweth from life freely. He wants to give it to you. Not only that, my friends, not only does he want to give us of that life, he gives us life through Christ. He tells us in John 17, verse 2 and 3. In John 17 and verse 2 and 3. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give, what? Eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life, what? Eternal. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He gives us the water of life freely. He gives us the true life. He gives us the life through Christ that can only come through him. He tells us in 1 John 5, in verses 11 through 15. In 1 John 5, verses 11 through 15, he says this about giving life through Christ. He said, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. He didn't say that you have to doubt about it. He said that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And he said more than that. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that he hears us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Thank you, Lord. What does God give his children for Christmas? He gives his Son, a Savior. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us understanding of his word. He hopefully gives us the desires of our heart if we commit our ways to him. He gives us grace that justifies us, grace that brings us salvation, grace that abounds. He gives us glory. He gives us the crown of life, the water of life, and he gives us life through him and him alone. Praise team, y'all can come back. Life that is given in Christ, given in him, is only found in him and him alone. He's the one, my friend, that gives it to us. What does God give his children for Christmas? That don't even just brush the surface of what God has got in store for you and me. That only begin to brush the surface of what all God has intended for you and me as his children. What does he give us? Woo! Sorry about that. I started to give him a little bit of water of life. He just didn't know how close he come to getting wet right there. I'd never do that. God gives that water of life so freely. The greatest gift you could ever receive, man, is making Jesus Lord of your life. That's first and foremost. The best gift he has to offer for you and me, and what he wants to give us his children at Christmas time, is his Son, our Savior. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus wrapped up, laid in a manger, born for you and me. The greatest gift in our life that we could ever receive is making Jesus Lord of our life. If you've never done that, won't you come forward this morning? Won't you make that decision to make Jesus Lord of your life? He tells us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I share with you in Scripture what you must do to be saved and how to do it. Make Jesus Lord of your life today if you haven't. Oh, and understand the water of life he wants to give you, the bread of life he wants to be to you, the gift of life he wants to give, the grace that he wants to pour out on you, the revelation and the understanding and the wisdom in his word that he wants to give you. It's ours for the taking if we just open up our life and give it to him. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. This church would love to be home. I'd love to be a pastor. Maybe you want to come and spend some time at the altar and pray for the church, pray for me, pray for your leaders, pray for your family, pray for your children. I don't know. Maybe that's between you and the Lord, and you just want to spend some time up here with him this morning. You come. Others have got around you and pray for you. I got around you if I got time and pray with you. Whatever it is, will you be obedient to the call of God upon your life today? Will you be obedient to him and answer the call? He's standing at your heart's door knocking. All he wants to do is come in. Will you let him? Will you let him today? Whatever it is that God has laid upon your heart, do business with him today. As we stand, you come as we sing.